Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, good people? This is your girl, Trinell Stewart, and you are listening to Real Talk with Trinell, where we discuss the realest talk topics, play the best music, and have the realest spotlight interviews from inspiring community leaders across the globe, as well as my favorite talk time with some of the best inspirational indie artists around today. This is not your average talk radio show, and I love that. I talk about the real stuff, the things that we as Christians don't want to touch, don't want to address, or either don't know how to. I think it's imperative that we use the platform that we are given in order to empower, inspire, and provide hope for us all. So God has given us opportunities to lift him up. And I have to admit, I enjoy the process. I enjoy the outcome and what happens next. The healing, deliverance, hope, peace, all that God has promised, I live to see it manifested through his people. So that is what you'll hear from this show. Pure, unadulterated love for God and for his vessels. You can catch this show on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on UnityGospelRadio.com. If you are not able to tune in at those times, don't fret. All shows are archived and placed on demand for you to tune in at a time more convenient for you. This show airs on Blog Talk Radio as well as SoundCloud. If you want to connect with me throughout the week, you can follow me here on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter under my government, Trinell Stewart, or you can simply email me at TrinellStewart@gmail.com. That's TrinellStewart@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. We're going to get started here in just a minute, so please don't go anywhere. We got a good show for you for today, and I'll be right back right after this. Welcome back to Real Talk with Trinell. Again, I am your host, Trinell Stewart, and I'm excited that you decided to join me this evening. Today's talk will be on the fear of success. Now, we hear about the fear of failure all the time. However, it seems odd to say that one has a fear of success because fear is defined as an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. And success is defined as the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. In other words, the fear of success can be defined as an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that the accomplishment of a goal will ultimately cause negative outcomes. I feel like we're accomplishing some of our goals, but at the same time, be scared to follow through because of the uncertainty of what's next. The fear of success is a real issue, and we're going to discuss this topic today because I believe that in order to conquer anything in life, you must first gain an understanding of what you are dealing with. So I'm so excited to get into this topic today, but I'm also excited to introduce some new music on this show. The music you'll hear today is from two incredible women of God. They are indie artists with some amazing music that will bless you. So we're going to take a quick music break. Coming up first is music from Ree off her debut album, Your Instrument. The first song that we played is So Good, followed by Use Me. And these, again, are by indie artist Ree. We'll be right back after this. You guys, pump this up. Tell me what you think.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yep.
give everything I have. I will give it unto you. I give everything I have in me, and I will give it up to you. I give everything I have in me, and I will give it up.
That was so good, and Use Me by indie artist Ree. Ree has recently released her debut album, Your Instrument, on July 14th, 2017, this month just passed. The album is now available on all digital media outlets, so go get your copy today. You will be blessed by it. I give you my word. Okay? If you are just joining us, we are talking today on the topic fear of success. I recognize this as a common issue because I myself have dealt with the fear of success. So many of us come from a culture that lives with that poverty mindset, and they simply settle for what's common, never reaching into the unknown, the unseen, the unpredictable. So we are conflicted or challenged when we even think about being successful. Now, we all experience different levels of success. It looks different for each one of us because success can be defined differently according to what we're used to or what we have seen on TV or what have you. It really depends on our beliefs, our cultures, and so very common in our walks with the Lord as well, for us as Christians. But this is not a new issue. In fact, it's been an issue. But if we don't address it, we won't change it. We have to be able to identify it. Psychologists have shown considerable interest in this particular area of personal conflict, consistently pointing out that the fear of success is not the same as the fear of failure. It's not even on the same level. The fear of failure is the apprehension that you'll never reach a goal. But the fear of success is being afraid that you will reach that goal, but suffer disaster or loss as a result of it. While these two fears are related in many ways, they're also very different. Christians are undoubtedly more prone to fall into this type of fear because religious teaching often fails to balance that biblical perspective on the desires of the flesh and the positive role of motivation and accomplishment in the Christian life. So success can become paralyzing if you let it. You have so many Christians that are convinced that if they reach a certain level of success, then it will conflict with what God wants to do for their lives. In other words, they are convinced that they are only allowed to reach a limited level of success before it's looked at as sinful. Largely when money is involved or when money is being considered. Hence why you see a lot of conflict when it comes to pastors and how they're living. What type of that's one of the main things that people look at in church and out of church. How the pastors are living, what type of cars they're driving. If we let it, the fear of success will prevent us from receiving what God is gifting to us. If pastors, if children of God in high places, business owners, what have you, all that was said about them, they will limit their blessings to please others. And then we end up missing out on the abundant life which Jesus spoke about giving to us. In Luke 5:1-11, we witness the fear of success and Peter and his friends. Let's read that. Luke 5, 1 through 11, scripture for today. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. Verse 2, he saw at the water's edge two boats, fishermen, who were fishing, were washing their nets. Verse 3, he got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. Verse 4, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, verse 5, Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. Verse 6, when they had done so, such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners on the other boat to come and to help them, and they came and they filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Verse 8, pay attention to this one. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. Verse 9, for he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus, Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. Verse 11, so they pulled their boats up to the shore and left everything and followed him. They had fished all night, and yet they caught nothing. Jesus tells them to drop their nets once again, and this time their catch is so huge that they can't haul it ashore. Peter declares to Jesus in verse 8, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Now, this is where it can get a bit confusing, because we would have asked Peter and his friends to be happy. I mean, they just got blessed. It was such an overwhelming catch of fish. This is a fisherman's dream. I'm sure they would have wanted Jesus to continue to give them success. Instead, they were taken off guard by the sudden blessing. They had grown accustomed to failure, and success was like a jolt to their comfort zone, unworthy of it. They undoubtedly feared that as Jesus came to know them better, he would judge them and use this same miraculous power to destroy them. We're still wrestling with this today. Think about it. God opens a door, blesses them, and Peter tries to close the door. Now, why would he do this? It's simple and it's common. With success comes change. It requires us to be transformed in order to receive it. Jesus graced Peter by ignoring his request. So instead, he proceeds to tell Peter and his friends that he intended even more success for them, more meaningful levels of success. Now, forget about their reaction to it. Jesus dismissed that and went forward and said, I'm still going to bless you. It didn't matter their sins. It didn't matter what they were worried about. Jesus blessed them despite them. He gave them a new platform. He gave them new names. He elevated them. And instead of being excited about that, they were intimidated by that. They were intimidated by that. That is a true representation of the fear of success. God has purpose in all that he does. We have to believe that. It is not by our works that we gain success. Rather, it's because God has blessed us to walk into that undeserving level of success. Okay? And it's all for his glory. When we come back, we're going to discuss the characteristics when one has a fear of success. You're about to hear another indie artist, Shani P. Nelson, currently with two singles out right now. The first one is titled It's On, and the second, Destiny. Sit back and make sure you stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah, baby, it's on. I ain't playing, success is here. It's ready for the taking, so I'm going to get it. Time is valuable, and I'ma spend it making moves major enough to replenish this life we've been living. I'm a young lady on a mission. Independence gon' have a new definition. I'm hard up for success. I got major ambition. The haters be too expensive. No money to pay attention. Bright lights at the end of this tunnel vision. If you ain't tryna let me be great, then stay hidden. No recognition is on.
Just, Just listen, hear me out. Check this out.
You gotta know that we loved each other once before in another life, and you can't ignore it, no, 'cause it shows when I'm close to you. Close to you, yeah, yeah, yeah. What a blessing, even if it started in my mind, 'cause now my heart is being occupied by the greatest love of all time.
Yeah, the greatest.
Yeah, and I believe that I was made for you and you were made for me. Just check the signs. I believe that it's something in the time we share. Whoa, it must be destiny.
That was Shani P. Nelson, The Minute, to talk about that song, It's On, because it really relates to this topic that we have on today. It's On declares that we will take advantage of every God opportunity, even if it takes us out of our comfort zone. Let that empower you to make up, to wake up, and just like she did, and decide no matter the cost, she was going for her calling. She was taking the opportunity that God had given her, and she was using that opportunity to expand his kingdom, to get his word out there, to get that music. That's not your average gospel music. But the music is very inspirational. It's very uplifting. She's an awesome woman of God, also praise leader at her church. And I'm just happy to be able to share the music that she has out. You guys, you want to follow her, look her up. And she's working on a project right now. and I'm sure that you will be blessed by that. And so there's more to come, so expect that, expect more from her. So welcome back. And if you're just joining us, we are discussing the topic of fear of success. So far, we've learned how common this issue is. But we also learned that it's a cycle that must be broken by the one that's having the internal struggle. So I want to point out some characteristics of one with the fear of success, or one struggling, having that internal struggle with the fear of success. And it's my prayer that if you identify with any of these characteristics, you can make a conscious choice to make some changes. Please open your heart to receive here. The first characteristic is one that we've already talked about briefly concerning Peter and his friends. It is a fear of punishment from God. Fear that God won't be pleased because we are reaching long-awaited goals. We are experiencing benefits. However, we feel undeserving. We know that we're undeserving, but we have that feeling that, that makes us hide or not want to come out and fully accept what God is doing and where God is taking us. Because many are challenged in this because they actually believe that reaching a certain level of success will make us more competitive to the blessings of God. However, this understanding or thought process comes from our own spiritual perspective, maturity, and it's heavily rooted in our culture, our history. That is something that we have to pay attention to. Every thought that crosses our mind is not the truth. Fear of success, fear of success. That was one. The second characteristic is losing the affection of others. Now, this is a big one because God created us to have relationships, and it can be very difficult when it comes to breaking relationships in which we are confident in any way, comfortable. I'm saying that to say it's very common for someone to experience conflict in a relationship once they reach new levels of success. But as I stated earlier, success requires you to change something, because sometimes others don't want, they may not want you to become something. It's not that they're concerned about where you're going. They're more concerned because they don't want to be uncomfortable in a relationship with you. So you changing and moving forward and being elevated will scare them. It will make them uncomfortable. You know, when you make certain changes and people start recognizing and pointing it out, I don't even know how to talk to you now. Like, you're too holy to talk to. Or I hate this saying, but I've heard it a couple of times. Don't be so holy that you're no earthly good. I really don't understand that. I can understand where they're coming from. But at the same time, I'm like, we're supposed to live in Christ. We're supposed to be like Christ, and we're in the image of Christ. So if you say that's too holy, and that is no earthly good, when those are what, that's where the blessings come from, by what we're doing, by praying, seeking God, speaking the word, blessing others, that's how God gets his or shares his love through his vessels. So it's really impossible to be so holy that you're no earthly good. That's just my take. I hear that a lot, and it bothers me. It's such an odd statement. Okay, but back to what I was saying. Not everyone wants to submit to the process of allowing God to do shifting and changing in their lives. Let's take it even further and look at it in a different way. Some of these fears that we have from the fear of success originated from childhood. If your parents were constantly criticizing you and belittling your chances of succeeding at anything, they always told you it wasn't going to be nothing. You were a certain way when you were younger, and they just thought that's all you're going to be, that's all you're going to become. Or because daddy or mommy never went to college, they don't expect you to go to college. If nobody in the family has had a successful marriage, they don't expect you to have a successful marriage. All those things, if they belittle your chances at succeeding at anything, it can make you feel uncomfortable about defying their negative expectations. This is crazy, but it's so true. I can actually get uncomfortable because I was told so many times at a young age, and this is just an example, that I would become pregnant while in high school because everybody in my family did. So I don't want to. I can protect myself. I could trust in God. I could, you know, abstain. I could go on and live my life. But then I keep hearing these things as I'm getting older, of this is who I'm going to be, this is what I'm all about. And that becomes somewhat of an identity for me, to where I would feel uncomfortable if I actually didn't do it. Because then it becomes a, you think you better? Oh, they use that a lot. You think you better than us because you didn't have kids and we did at this age? No, it's not that I think I'm better. I just chose to go in a different direction. I chose God, right? So some of those fears is caused by the thought that you could actually be defying those negative expectations. Like your success would blow their esteem, especially when you talk about your parents or your grandparents, the people that have been raising you, that's been a part of your life. You then worry about the effect of wounding their pride. Would they think less of you or withdraw their affection, especially when you're not connected to many people, when you're not connected to a lot of friends, you're not connected to your family. When you're not connected, you try to hold on to everything that you can. But it may not be a healthy thing if the relationship and the people that you hold on to have that negative expectation, because then you have a choice to make. Do I choose to stay because I really want that affection, or do I choose to take God at his word and step into a level of success that is unknown, that's uncomfortable, and trust him that I'm going in the right direction, that he's going to bless me in spite of? That's a tough one. That's a tough one, and that's very common. Very common with all of us, because, like I said, relationships are huge. We're human. We're created to have relationships. I don't care what anybody says, and you could be the one that doesn't want to, you want to shut down, don't want to be around anybody. Nobody wants to be or have a life where there is no relationship. That's not how we are created. The third characteristic is the fear of increased responsibility. this takes me back to the scripture where Jesus reminds us that much is given, much is required. You will be required to step out of your comfort zone. You'll be stretched and you will be challenged. While we want to see the benefits of reaching a goal and the influence it would gift us, we can easily fear that we will be pushed beyond those limits. It's not fun to look at increased sense of significance, you going to a new level, as a negative thing, because then you lose respect for the opportunity that God has gifted you. Think back to Peter. He's seen what Jesus could do. Jesus opened the door for them, and it was wonderful. But this kind of accomplishment will cause attention, and a new level of responsibility will be as hard, and that is being unsure that you can actually handle the level of success emotionally. Can you handle people talking about you? Can you handle people disconnecting from you? This is what the fear portion of this is all about. We don't want to leave our comfort zone. And for some, they readily give up their blessings just to stay common. Change in our self-concept is always unnerving, even positive change, to the point we feel embarrassed about taking on responsibilities that to us signals a boost in status, because we're concerned about how the world will view us. This is where this comes from. That's the root of it. We're concerned about what everyone else is thinking, and our focus is not on the one who's trying to take us somewhere to this new level of success for his purpose, to fulfill his will. Okay? The lastly, the fear of insignificance is another characteristic of the fear of success. What have I accomplished? Did I make a difference? So you see, on one end, we are in fear that if we are elevated and successful, there will be a new level of expectation on us that we may not be able to handle it. But on the other hand, we can be fighting that fear of succeeding, but not putting a dent in the world's problems. This will cause us to back off of those dreams or those passions or those opportunities that God has given and justify it. And that, my good people, is where we fail. Oh, I'm so serious in it. And this, you got to get this. It's so important because so many of us are missing out on opportunities when God wants us to succeed. We got to get this. We're about to wrap up this show. Now, thank you for sticking in there with me. We're going to take a quick break before I close and let you hear more music by indie artist Ree. This track is one of my favorites. It's called Waterside. Take a listen and be blessed. I will be right back after this.
What's on your mind? ever wrote. I was 14 years old. I used to write poetry and right when my mother passed, this poem came to me. What calms me is water. So I started writing about the waterside and just what could take that pain away that I was dealing with. A little bit while later, I ran into somebody and he was like, "Do you write songs?" And I'm like, "No, I write poems." And he was like, "That's what songs are."
That's what songs are. That was Bree, and that was Waterside, one of the songs off of her debut album, Your Instrument. We're about to wrap up, and that, my friends, the fear of success. Wow. It's something that you have to really pay attention. You have to really see. I guess I can put it like this. It helps me to know how easy it is for us to walk outside of God's will for our life, not realizing the things that hold us back, because they seem small. But it really stops us from going to the places that God has called us to go. And if we continue to walk in that fear of success, we won't reach the levels that God has for us. And the whole purpose and point in that is to spread his love through this world. And we need it. We have too many people being stopped by the fear of success, and it's putting a handicap on what God is trying to do because of our disobedience and our inability to move past that fear, to come out of that. And there's nothing wrong with saying, "I got that. I've dealt with that. I'm dealing with that." But what we have to do is we have to make a conscious effort to come out of it so that we can go out and we can do what God has called us to do. I want you to grow. And my heart is that this message has touched you in a way that will combat the fear of success, help you to identify those characteristics so that we can begin to cast those thoughts down and begin to truly accept what God's desire for us is, because it's bigger than what we can imagine. Just like he did for Peter and his friends, he wants to bless us so that we can be a blessing to others. But we can't do that if we allow the fear of success to overtake us. I've had a great time with you all, and this has been such a great topic. But please, please, please share this. Go back and listen to this. Show it again. And so you can overcome and be strengthened in all that God has for you to do. You are listening to Real Talk with Shanice, and that is it for our show today. But I need you to tune in next Tuesday and Thursday on UnityGospelRadio.com. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Look me up on social media and connect with me through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as well as LinkedIn. I would love to hear from you, and I look forward to sharing with you next week. Until we meet again.